So to totally be counterintuitive, let's do this. I am a rule breaker, so let's do this. First of all, thank you to Debbie. I'm going to embarrass the hell out of you. So as I said yesterday, we don't talk about money. And we also, like, I was like, do you remember? I remember how the conversation felt. You remember how the conversation felt. You remember how the conversation felt. She probably remembers the exact questions too, but we don't. So I said, let's play this game. I don't know what I'm doing, but let's just ask each other questions. Who wants to ask a question? Roundabout, what did you say?
I think it was, how do I balance sort of like working like several jobs in order to pay off my debt with living a life that I want for myself?
And I want you guys to know the fact that we're doing this, it's going to be weird and awkward because I haven't thought about her money situation in a really long time. Probably since we have it. No offense.
Like, you shouldn't, right?
Yeah. So we can only communicate with each other in questions. How do you, this isn't my question back to her, I'm not being a parent. How do you balance, what do you really want?
What if I wanted to pay off my debt and be able to do the things I want to do?
Do you feel like you can't do both right now? And she can only answer with a question.
What if I did? What if I did?
What matters more to you, paying down your debt or enjoying life before that?
What would it look like for me to do both? To pay down my debt and to do the things I want to do.
Is this an issue of lack of money or lack of options?
What if it were, what if it felt like it was an issue of money?
An issue of money. Do you spend more than you make?
What if I don't with all of the jobs that I work?
Do you have, what are your options? I just remembered one of the questions that I think is a good one. What are the two ways? This one I do remember ended in a very long pause. What are the two ways to have more money? And she knows the answer. It's hard to come up with a question to answer.
What if I did know the two ways?
Do you feel like you have options to make more money?
What if I did feel that way?
Why aren't you doing it?
What if I am?
Do you have options to spend less than you are currently spending up until this moment?
What if I did?
Why aren't you spending less?
What if it's because I'm often prioritizing what I want, the life I want to live, over making the choices that I know are going to pay down my debt?
Is the life you want to live not the life that has you paying down your debt? You guys think I'm hard on you. It's not just you. Are you satisfied with the choices you're making right now? Yes, I broke the rules. I was giving you a pass. You're welcome. What if you're not? What needs to change?
What if I know that?
Why aren't you doing it? So, first of all, thank you.
Before is, all right, so you're saying that you're not spending less because you want to do these things so you can enjoy your life, but what you're not realizing is that you think that paying down your debt allows you to enjoy your life even more. So what you're saying is what matters right now is more appealing than the freedom I would have later. So what needs to change so that you can start to prioritize the freedom later over the freedom now, right? And it would be contentious because I'd be like, hello. But she finds that herself, right? And that's powerful in dialogues with other people. It's even more powerful in dialogues with yourself, because we are masters at defending our positions to ourselves. Why we deserve something, why we should not do the work, why it's too hard, why we don't want to. We are expert at defending these positions. And the way to crack that shell is just be like, is that really true? And so, yeah, you guys now have insight into how I feel about things and how she feels about things and where she's at. But that's not the point. The point is, how do you do this for you? As I know so many of you are thinking, oh, my spouse is so gonna get this, I'm doing this, right? My kid, my colleague, my team, my partner, whatever. And that's fine. Like, I think that it's a great way to communicate with people on sensitive subjects so nobody feels attacked. Because in all of those questions, even though I could seem flippant and short, I'm not giving her an answer. Like, it's on her, right? She can choose to be like, what a shitty question. No, it's just a question. If you feel shitty about it, that's your stuff, right?
It's just a question.
Because I'm not going to say.
Because you guys are like, why are you such a dick?
But when you're really trying to focus on the situation and not the person, like, why are you so mean? And even for yourself, don't ask questions like, why are you so lazy? Why are you unmotivated? Ask the questions about the situation, not the person behind the situation. Ask the questions about motive, because I know when you're questioning things like, why are you so mean? Why do you lie? Why are you evil? And it's about yourself, too. Why aren't you doing the work? What's wrong with you? Those aren't the kind of questions that we want to go after, right? So do this with yourself. Instead of like, gosh, I wonder how that would be if I did that in the moment. I got an idea. Why don't you do that? Right? And the more you do it, the more it becomes second nature. And it's not an insanity thing, constantly asking questions. It's an answer-seeking behavior. It's a solution-seeking behavior that I think is really powerful. So what I would like to do for maybe like the next 10 to 15 minutes, if we need it, is see if you guys have any questions for me before we dive into some of the stuff that I want to cover today. It's totally fine if you don't, or if you don't want to ask,